Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and we're here for our Saturday night show, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. So let me get the date here, and I will pull up my calendar. I had the fast chat up. Should know the date. Just did a call today, which was the four-hour call. We'll see if anybody's let me know here. Yep, there it is. February 4th, 2012. Thank you, Luca and Larry. So, Larry's telling me the day, which is Saturday. That's good. Anyway, been here, done that, right? So, Carrie, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've got my glass of water. I'm ready to go. Just opening up the fast chat and... are we having callers tonight, Ron? What are you in the mood for? Did you vanish?
Yeah, almost. Yeah, I had to come back. I was out there having fun. Anyway. So here we go. Yeah, I'm here. Yeah,
okay.
Great tonight. That's no problem.
All right. So if you'd like to call in, Station 2, maybe somebody that was on the call this afternoon would like to call in. Or anyone else with any questions? So Station 2's numbers tonight are 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. And Keith is asking, when is Ron going to the expo? So that is next weekend, starting Friday, which is the 10th. So the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th, excuse me, with most of Ron's talks happening on the 11th, Saturday, and then there is a 9 to 11.30 p.m. event on Monday evening, and that's the decloning, right, Ron?
Yeah, we'll see how the people in L.A. Understand this or, again, it's all brand new stuff, but this time at that expo, every time I bring out something a little different, but this is, definitely going to be a little more far out. But I do have people who hang in with me. Nice to see their happy faces, and they can't wait to see what's new. So this is very, very far out. So we'll just see if anybody maybe next year tries to copy this. Anyway.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
And wouldn't work.
Oh, let's see. What can we do? We'll go to the light shift about half after here. So, clearings that we've been doing on the different nights. In fact, our Monday night conference call now is moved to Thursday, so we're not having it on Monday any longer. So it got shifted over. So we'll be doing decloning on Thursday night at 5:30 PST, so just it's a day switch. And all the conference call now lines are the same number as the 559 number. I'm not using the old ones any longer because the 559 number can go international, and that's why we're using it. So people can use Skype to get in, I believe. And also there's maybe about, I'll just say maybe a dozen different country codes that you can use if you're out of the country, which might be less expensive to call into. And once you do dial in, then you have the code itself, the PIN number, will bring you into our conference call wherever else the people are calling from. So that's the way that works. Anyway, during the calls that we had, we did some clearing for blood and things and lymphatic system, spleen. So we've been doing cordings, or decording calls, I should say. And the decording calls are on Tuesday. And then the decloning calls are Thursday. And then Friday is, I could say de-entity, but... getting rid of the entities and people. But during these calls, we've had a lot of success, and The lymphatic system we've worked with quite a bit, so we'll do a clearing now because we have that, I believe, on the website, which is a whole lifetime lymphatic clearing, and I believe it's probably under the blood and circulatory system. So maybe, is it on the Jump Start program too, Carrie?
Blood and circulatory is on the Jump Start, yes.
Yeah. So here we go. Yeah. So we'll see if that makes you feel a little better, everybody. So I'll count to 10 to do some blood cleansing and work on your lymphatic system. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, we have a couple of questions. And Luca is up in the middle of the night in Croatia. So, Luca, since you've gone up at some dreadful hour, do type in a question. I know there was one that I didn't get to on Monday of yours, and I don't remember what it was, but if you want to type that in again, please do.
What time is it over there, Luca? You can type that in. Maybe you should go to the light ship, you know, quicker than, you know, 20 minutes from now if it's too late.
Yeah.
Up to
probably
you.
Honestly, 7.
You can wait. To half past, that's great. If you need it right now, then we'll go. So we'll have you decide how you would like to have that. So the question, Carrie? Sorry if I put it in there.
That's okay. I'm just looking at my clock, thinking what time it must be. It's probably about 9 hours ahead of us, so 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4 in the morning, probably. Okay, so Mike is asking, what is alien hypnosis?
Well, that's probably what we all have here, because we're all being controlled, and the timelines control us. And they kind of, unless you can get really centered, you know, be in your heart center, to get out of the timeline reality, remember, they're only allowing you to find out information or to discover things on your own according to what they want you to do or not to do. Now, you can break away from that, and that's probably the hypnosis that they're doing, is that they're giving us all these particular programs to keep you from understanding what the light is. That's why we have that 2,000 year of darkness clearing up, to get some of these codes off of you. So that would probably be what it is, just, you know, getting numbed out, not understanding what's going on. It's sort of like, you know, watching the expos at times. If you ever have been to an expo, or, you know, we'll just say that you're a person with a booth there, you notice that the people kind of go by like cattle at times, and they don't even see you sometimes. And you don't know what they're doing or why they're bypassing your booth. But they don't really sometimes even probably know why they're there. So it's quite interesting to watch people. And then if you stop them, they kind of get startled because all of a sudden you brought them back to reality. And then they want to know what you're doing. Or, you know, I had one person say, if you haven't come into like the New York Expo, you know, for every year, and I haven't ever seen your booth here. And, you know, it's very hard to miss the Light Infusion Chamber, you know. If you've seen it, you know, been into L.A. or New York, you know, you understand that it's, you know, does show up because of all the mirrors on it. So it's quite interesting how somebody could say that they never saw me there. And I'm in the corner also, so they have to really see me if they walk in one door. I'm straight on almost, and the other door, which is they have to kind of move a little bit over to exit it, but it's quite interesting. Plus, with the monitors in front, it'd be, to me, it's like, how do you not miss the booth? So that's the mind control that's probably being put on to people. And who knows, you know, how and why. Maybe the mind control only wanted that person to pay to go for the event to see one particular practitioner, and that's all that they allowed them to see in the literature was with that one person. And that could be possible, too, or a few things, so they can get their attunements. So it is quite interesting to watch people as they go by. So what do you find with the expos, Carrie?
Well, yeah, everybody seems to be slightly in sort of robot mode with their bag and grabbing brochures and sort of shuffling along like cattle. I know what you mean. It gets very much like that, particularly when it's extra busy and everybody looks pretty zoned out. I remember when you did that years ago, one of the first times I heard you speak, when you clapped loudly and half the room jumped, and I think probably down on the floor, if there were a loud noise, most people trudging around would jump too. Because they're not really there. They're just going through the motions.
Yes, so. It's interesting to watch the mind control patterns of people. If you've all have been doing the timeline crashing and been on the calls, you're probably going to be understanding more about how people are so locked here, even hearing new information or just blocked just in general, living their life from one mind control program to the next. So that's kind of the sad thing. But yeah, that would be the alien hypnosis that you might be talking about. That people are just completely unaware of reality. Like I said, you know, if we know that we're basically owned, you know that only needs a short-term memory in order to live here. But when you do shock the clone into finally seeing something new, another clone probably has to come in because the previous clone wouldn't have a clue. So very interesting. Or maybe you shock them enough to get the real person back into that body to understand. So we could have some call-ins, anybody would like to call in. And I'll turn it back over to you, Gary. We could do a clearing again if you want. Want to do one for the blood and lymphatics again?
Sure, yeah. I just want to mention, Ron, before you do that it looks like Janice is having trouble hearing the show on the dial-in line for tonight. So, BBS, if you're listening, maybe you could type into the fast chat and let us know if that's working tonight.
Should be able to go to the website and hear it, too.
Just got it working.
Just got it working. Okay.
If not, you can just go to creationlightship.com, and at the very top, it should be coming on. Maybe somebody could check that, make sure that's hooked up, too. I know there's a white bar up there which says BBS radio on it. I guess activated whenever you have a BBS show. So,
yeah, I'm thinking Janice probably isn't at a computer. I think she's trying to listen over a phone line, so maybe she's away from a computer. I'm not sure. So if somebody could type into the fast chat to Janice that it just got fixed, because as usual I can't seem to type in, that would be great. So, Ron, you want to go back? You were going to do
clearing. I'll do one for the lymphatic system. Here we go. Again, just see if your body heats up. A lot of times, that's an indication that there's something going on or that you just got some energy released to allow your body to do some healing. So let's look at your body. And you might have, you could even have a lymph node that's swollen possibly. If you do know about that and you have that condition, then you might want to put your hand on it, you know, if it's obvious to you. If not, we'll just do a basic clearing. But if you do have a swollen one, we'll see if we can concentrate on it as you put your hand there. So here we go. Maybe you have a sore throat and it's on both sides. You want to put both hands there then, okay? Here we go. One, clearing this out. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Oh, just see how your body's doing. And what we're going to do is jumpstart your mind of the body.
Oh,
what we're going to do now is, since there's an energy in your body, and I kind of, in a sense, see that like a little mad scientist in his laboratory with a white coat, you know.
Huh.
He's doing everything he can to fix all of your problems, okay? And so if you kind of like visualize that little guy, maybe he has thick glasses on, who knows, you know, but maybe a bald head with thick glasses. So here we go. We're going to take him out of your body, and we're going to do a special healing on this little energy here. And it'll be a body system, but we'll just look at it as like a little physical being with you. That's definitely overworked. So here we go. Out and in, 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 out and in. Each time and out and in, each time we go out, we're clearing the energy off of this little guy, and we'll say that he's now becoming more into wholeness. So we're giving him some extra energy, and it'll be a source energy coming to him. But it's really just an energetic system that your body uses. So here we go. Out and in, 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 out and in. Out and in, 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 out and in. Okay. So we'll see what kind of comments we get on this one here. And something I've never done before for people yet, so.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Well, how does that differ from the whole lifetime mind of the body clearing?
It should be very similar. We're just taking all the issues right now that it's dealing with. Kind of like a Band-Aid. The whole lifetime starts taking all the issues and clearing it, so you get back into perfection. You do a particular clearing. Any whole lifetime one starts off with, you know, your current age, and it goes back to, you know, your conception. Mm-hmm. And during that time frame, you pick up different things, and they can recycle throughout your life. And what this does, we're just doing one right now, like a jumpstart clearing to help out. We'll just see what that is like. Because I know I don't really talk about it too much. You bring it up in some of the calls, but haven't done a clearing on it. Actually, we'll do another clearing here just to have some fun. We'll do a clearing for your taste buds.
Ooh.
So here we go. And some of these are what's kind of taken off from having the special calls that we do, the $20 calls on Monday. Now it's, now it's not Monday, but Tuesday. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So here we go. Wednesday's $30, excuse me. But here we go. The tongue clearing. Here we go. So 1, 2 for taste buds. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, I'm going to do a clearing for taste buds. We all know that when we were younger, we probably, you know, could have picked up, something from the ground that wasn't necessarily good to eat. And I'll kind of think of things like that, you know, with dogs and cats around and stuff. So that could have maybe hampered some of your taste buds. All of a sudden they went, yuck, you know, and the energy could still be with you. But here we go. So when you're younger, when you were sampling life here, not knowing what not to eat, here we go. So let's do a clearing for that here. So 1, 2, 3. This is like an energetic poison to you that you shouldn't have, and your taste buds are suffering. The energy is still with you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll just see if that has changed. Maybe you have some more saliva in your mouth or something, people. I don't know.
I do.
We'll just see what you, that's good, what you feel helped you with. Okay, Carrie.
Okay, yeah, my tongue feels quite weird. I'm quite surprised. Yeah, something funny is going on in there. Definitely have more saliva. we have quite a few comments here from the last several clearings. Cammie's wondering, are we supposed to sense pulling sensations with the lymphatic clearing? So I guess Cammie's having that. Will's saying his mad scientist went mad with too many problems. Well, I have to go to the food court and give our mad scientists some chocolate cake for all their hard work on our behalf when we go up to the lightship in a few minutes. So Corey is saying, mind of the body is overloaded. Notice more freed up energy to work now, Claire. I feel that in my ears. They're equalizing. And Valaya is saying, I'm melting into relaxation, very relaxed now, Ron. Candy's saying, heavy, a lot of yawning. And Kathy says, the clearing felt energizing to her. So, very nice. We have another middle-of-the-night listener. Paula in London is listening, too, and Paula's in the 3 a.m. hour. Oh, snow tonight. Yeah, I think my mum mentioned that. She's in Oxfordshire. So let's see. We do have some questions. I wanted to go back and catch some that we had earlier before they scroll away. I'm going to go back a couple of pages here real quick. Oh, where's it gone? Oh, dear. Ringing. Here, ringing. Okay, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. Sorry, I didn't want to lose it. Now I lost it. Okay. Okay, I'll go forward again. I'll go back when you do the next thing and try and find it. Rick is saying he can taste his tongue now and the roof of his mouth. Marie, are saliva glands draining? Liz's tongue feels tingly. Yeah, mine did a bit too. Ron, the cording of tongue you cleared on the conference call has everything tasting different, says Ellen. That's interesting. And Mike is saying lots of salivating here. And I guess he's tasting some bitterness, too. Let's see. Somebody was wondering. Oh, yes, Alice. Are you going to have some written copy on your site about the prosperity clearing? So I guess I'll probably write something while I run for that one. It won't be too detailed because it's lots of clearings, so they're already up there, but I'll probably do a sentence or two on each of them just for the bundle. I'm assuming you mean the bundle. I don't know if there's anything on the prosperity clearing, but the one that's called that already, the little $25 clearing, I'm not sure if there's text on that. But I'll do something for the prosperity jumpstart package. We're getting closer to having that one up. Where have the questions gone? There were some questions, and I can't find them. Did you want to do another sample, Ron? I feel like I might have interrupted you, and I'm just sort of rambling on here trying to find questions. Where did Ron go? Are you there?
I'm here. I'm thinking here.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
let's see here. How did I mute for a second?
Oh, Lorna says the lymphatic clearing was very powerful. Oh, a lot of toxic release today. So I know I was in and out of that call. I didn't hear everything you were doing. So maybe you did lymph on that too. Oh, here's the question I was going to read. Ready?
Yep.
It's from Liz, and she's asking, if someone insists on praying for us, how can we protect ourselves?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yucky one.
Yeah, the probably have to do one of the clearings like religious indoctrination or something. I think maybe you might be able, touching this clearing out a little bit, okay? If you went into the 2000 Year of Darkness clearing and you put their name in, because they are using darkness energy to pray for you, and maybe that might maybe get them off of you for a while. That would be what I would possibly try. Put them in there, maybe do it for a week. You know, maybe 20 times or something. At least 20, probably. Then also maybe if you find out that they are, you know, talking to their minister about what a bad person you are because they can't get you to go to their church, they might even put the church name in. Or the group of, you know, the people who do prayer circles and things. Prayer circles with the Baptist church or something like that or whatever. Because that clearing will help all those people. So for a new listener listening, when you do a clearing on somebody, all that the light shift does is take away the darkness from them. It doesn't harm them. It just brings them more of their spirit energy by taking away that darkness program that they're running. You can't always get all of it because there's so many programs, but it will help. That's why we have that clearing up, which is the 2,000 years of darkness, so that people can get a chance to know what light is. And they're just entangled and entrapped in a belief system that doesn't work perfectly fine in darkness, but it doesn't work in light. But it will work on you because you have the resonance in your body of that darkness energy from your ancestors. Maybe from this lifetime, from what you've done in the past. So you want to get rid of that. The main thing is, if you do that clearing, it can help people out a whole bunch, including yourself, and put up multiple screens. And it, all it's going to do is help their spirit to be able to be more conscious with that person. It can't. The spirit is not going to tell them not to go to church. The spirit doesn't do that. It allows you the free will, free choice. Unfortunately, it uses the mind to do it because we haven't it out of the mind. If we can get into the body energy, you know, by getting rid of all the clones, then the body would be able to understand instantly. Because of all the clones that get recycled over and over and over again, they don't really know what's happening because they're just running on programs. Now the real you comes here. That's what we do on the cloning call. I'm tied here. But I'm making sense to everybody. But I would do that 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing on that person. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so I think Cindy and Janice can hear now. They were both not able to hear on the phone, and I'm pretty sure they can, but they were both concerned that they wouldn't make it to the light ship because they couldn't hear. So I'm sure they will. I'm sure they're hearing, and hearing now. So if the line gets cut off for any reason, you'll definitely be taken up, right, Ron?
Yep. Uh-huh. So everybody that has been on the fast chat or listening at some point, even if you're cut off right now, and hear what I'm talking about, but you all go up instantly. So here we go. We're going up. Type in your questions, too, if you like. And I'll probably maybe honor maybe four or five rooms if people want to type in a few rooms to go into. Here we go. We're going up. You can bring up your animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. Here we go. So count to five to bring us up. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, we're there now. And you should feel like everything around you is a little different. As you view out of your eyes right now, you're going to notice that kind of alone in the room, see things, but you're not energetically corded or energetically connected to them. This is one way you can tell when you're on the light ship, because you're up there and you're being bilocated continuously, not at the speed of light that we have here, speed of true light. So you're bilocated and you're there and here at the same time. That's why you feel a little bit lighter and probably feel more conscious. Well, here we go. We're going to go into the first room here. And we'll go into the room that has the hot tubs. If you wish to have your body heated up a little bit more, warmed up, you can ask for that. It can probably energetically change your body temperature a couple of degrees. If you're naturally you're in a place where it's too hot, you can ask it to be cooled down. Maybe it's really cold outside, but you have a fireplace going or your heater turned up a lot and you're just really too hot, kind of stuffy, and maybe you want it to be, have a little more relief, warm. But that's up to you. We're going into the gold energy now in the hot tubs. Here comes the energy around you and through you. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go on to where they have koala bears. I like that room that I like, but that's kind of nice. Oh, here they come, and there's normally always three of them. The light beings that are taking on the physical body form of the koala bear. Going to other rooms in the light ship other than the ones that I take you to, you'd be seeing a lot of what you would call aliens, because the light creates all different body types. Not that they're the ones that we fight all the time with the forces here, but there would be other life forms that you would not even relate to. So I always bring forth the light beings that look like us, or we know about them on this planet. So here we go. All the bears are coming. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And now we're going to go into the room that has rock energies. They showed me that. Rocks have their own particular way of doing healing. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And we're going to another location. And let's go into the room that has the rainforest. We go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. A request for the big trees. That's a nice room. So here we go. This is where the big trees are. Kind of like big redwood trees, like, you know, really large oak trees. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there now. And we'll go on to a room. We'll bring in the energy. Let's see here. We'll bring in the energy in one of the rooms. And we'll get into a little bit of religion here slightly with Jesus. But we'll go to the room that will have the exact energy of what he was using around him when he was on, as what we know of as the Sermon on the Mount. Sermon on the Mount is where he talked a lot. I'm not too astute here on that, but I know it's one of the Bible verses that he talked about people and or talked to them about things. But here we go. Here comes this energy here. This will be quite interesting for all of you, because you're going to be feeling the earth energy of 2,000 years ago, plus energy with the light ship's energy there, probably part of the defense fleet. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into another room. And we'll go into the room that has the pink dolphins. Here they come. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. We're going to the room with horses. And there's all different types. I think I'll look for the ones myself that they can create the palominos. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go on to the centrifuge room. This is where they can help to eliminate negative addictions, patterns, and things that we have with us. The only room on the light where they actually work with a little bit of negativity as far as programs. So here we go. It's like kind of halfway between the quarantine room, we'll say, and the light ship. So that's kind of the way you have to look at it, because don't allow darkness in there. So here we go. When we're spinning, and request a healing for what you're dealing with. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll go into one other room here. We'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Very beautiful. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So one more room we'll go into, the room that has the swans. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, that feels good. So, going to a white light room before we come back. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Coming back down now, so our animals, pets, are coming with us now. Orientation room, where they actually are talking to us, describing what they have done for us. And we have like a little consultation there before we come back, giving our thanks, although they don't really need any kind of thanks because you're there. Once you show up, then you're there, and they help you as much as they can. Here we go, coming back down. Brought up plants or flowers or trees, garden, they're now also. So here we go, coming down. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're here. I like that. Mike liked the Palomino room, too. Yeah, there's that movie with the Palomino, I think. Somehow it was a true story, I think. Maybe 1920, I'm guessing. Maybe a little bit earlier. Where the person got sent over east to ride this horse for about a week or two, horse race. I forgot what it was called, but it was a very, very nice movie. Anyway, back to you, Carrie. Actually, somebody knows what it is. They might just type it in. The movie was The Horse's Name, I believe. Very, very good movie if you like horses. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, yeah. So quite a few comments. Ben saying that his head is getting toxins released from the left hemisphere, and Bonnie is saying this is wonderful. Masha says they're working on her eyes right now. Thank you, Ron. Annette is saying she was feeling a little nauseous. So what could that be from, Ron?
Probably the energy is being released, toxins out of your body. So you may want to drink a lot of water, possibly, and I'll flush it out of you. It helps. So,
okay.
If you...
All right. T is asking, I mean, we're back down now, but maybe you can talk about this situation. Can we please clear the quarantine, the bodies in quarantine? So how does that work when we're on the light ship for anybody that's new?
Okay, the quarantine room is what we do when we do the 8-hour calls. And the quarantine room is where you go to because you have in your body these alien life forms. And the quarantine room will not allow them to come into the light ship itself. And so, but parts of you can get healed, which is infected by these energies, once they terminate them and then go out and look for bits and pieces of your body. And the bits and pieces of your spirit that's been captured and stolen. And they bring them back into quarantine, fix them, and you're brought back into the light ship, and that gets combined with whatever you brought up there at that time. So the light ship only allows you to come up there with true light energy. And if you only go up there, say, with your toe, they'll actually remanifest your whole body, heal that, and your toe will be with that. But when you come back down here, and the parts of you that did not go to the light ship naturally are still with you. And from there, you know, the energies of healing could probably take place. If you're not cleaned out and up here, then you can't go up to the light ship. That's why the phrase of Jesus, you can only go through me to go to the Father, is there. You can't go there on your own because they would terminate you because you'd be full of darkness, which is judgment. So that judgment energy is what you have to release out of your body, which is what Jesus was doing when he came here 2,000 years ago for ascension, to get people to get the densities out of their body to do the ascension. Your spirit cannot and will not come into densities. That's why most people have a pretty low spirit energy. You can tell by their eyes. Just look at people's eyes. A person that's drinks a lot, their eyes are glossy. A person that's taken a lot of drugs with the glossy eyes, typically. And then people maybe who are, maybe alcoholics or something, their eyes are glossy also, which means that their spirit left. What's left in them is entities. Oh, well, you might say, well, gee, you know, my husband has really eyes that look kind of dead and hollow-looking or whatever, my wife, and I know that he's been taking drugs, cocaine or heroin or something, or smoked a lot of pot when he was younger. And his eyes are glossy, or maybe mine's glossy. What do I do about that? Well, you do some clearings to get your spirit back into your body. You need to release the energies, the entities that are with you, blockages that's preventing you from having your spirit. And you can still function fine here without having a spirit, but it's very hard to hold a consistent thought. In the old days, when they show people smoking pot in the movies, they were kind of all wasted, you know, getting the munchies, you know, and stuff like that. And basically the way they show people is being kind of strung out, you know, not wanting to do anything. Well, that's because they have no spirit. That might be true to a lot of you, so hopefully not too many, but you may see people who are in that condition. They don't have a spirit. Spirit is probably mainly out of their body, maybe only like 5% of them holding here. Now, by looking at, they used to post pictures of people that are maybe the most wanted, you know, in the post office and things. I don't know if they still do that or not, but they used to. And you can look at the pictures of these people that, or even ones that are incarcerated, we'll say. And normally you're going to see most of them with, you know, their eyes glossed over. Means that their body is held accountable for a crime or something that probably didn't do on its own. It was forced to do it by an entity. There's no support system for entities. They just leave and hop into somebody else. But that means that this person was not home. Maybe whatever happened to them kicked out their spirit if they were taking drugs or something. Then body is just being used continuously. So your spirit is your only healer and helper. And that's the way the whole system works here. You have to get your spirit back into your body. That's why we have so many clearings on the website, because people have different amounts of negativity and judgments in them, which is given to them as a gift from their ancestors. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Luca is wondering, Ron, if you can see what we're wearing when you take us up onto the light ship. I imagine Luca's in her pajamas. I'm in mine, actually, too.
I don't see people that vividly. I guess if I could, I would. But I don't bring it back here. But yeah, you are wearing whatever you're wearing. You're up there in. Lady I was talking with, and she says, "Oh no, Ron, I was in the bathtub." Like, well, they gave you a robe. So anyway, she's a little. Uh-oh. Right, the light beings, you know, they don't care, and you're probably, you know, not with other people anyway, so.
They're probably just wondering why some of us got so droopy, because it probably doesn't happen to them.
Yeah. I don't see the name of that movie yet that was up there. It wasn't Flicka, you know, it was something else. Oh, I'm sure somebody knows that horse movie. I hope. But
yeah, it'll come to somebody.
It was a true story.
So Luca's also wondering, Ron, if you've ever been outside the USA.
Nope. Not yet.
Not yet, but you'd like to, right? No?
Well, I'm a little worried about the food.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, you know, I don't know. For me, what I'd be worried about is, you know, you can buy bottled water, and, you know, where's that coming from? I'm a little worried about what the energies are in the food and the water that you're eating.
Well, in Europe, there's a lot more awareness about GMO food, and there's a lot less of it than there is here. So that part's good. Who knows about other aspects? But of course, if you go to the third world countries, you're opening yourself up to a lot more parasitic. Physical parasites and bacteria and so forth. That gets a bit dicey. But, yeah, I don't know. Hadn't thought about that, the energies in the food in different parts of the world. But presumably you could clear it before you ate it.
Yeah, that's true. You know, but they use fertilizer to grow something. And then you get this apple, or say you get a tomato, right? Mm-hmm. It's taking the water from the ground to put the juice inside of what you're eating, okay? What's in that water? Okay? And so as you bite into this tomato or whatever that's real juicy, or like a watermelon, what are you really eating? You know, what's filtering out the bacteria and stuff? Maybe that's just just me. But it's something you might think about, you know. I won't get too deep into that. Back
well,
to you.
If you ever want to go to Europe, Ron, I think it's just as safe as here.
Okay.
But who knows? Who knows? I mean, you know, what are we eating here in America? There's some fairly dreadful stuff here. But anyway.
I will say that the food back in New York is much better than it is in California.
Is it? Oh, well, that's interesting
to hear.
Oh, yeah.
It's much better. Yeah, they're much more vital. I can tell you that.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know where they get. Well, they grow a lot of food themselves, I think, probably in that area. But stuff in California probably is coming from Mexico, South America, and, you know, just seeing things. But carrots here are, carrots in New York are orange, and here they're not orange. Now, in comparison, so there's a big difference. Anyway, I think we got a beep.
I think we did, yeah. Somebody on the line?
Yeah, I went up. Okay, we have done.
Hi, I can barely hear you. Maybe speak up a little bit.
Suppose we purchased water from the grocery store that we want to get charged in regards to gallon containers. What would the lecturer recommend? Which one would be better, spring water, drinking water, or distilled water?
Probably the best thing, as far as being a pure water to drink, would be distilled water. That would be the highest quality with some minerals in it, but to my understanding. But I would probably buy distilled water, energize that. That would be more neutral for you.
All right, that's it. Thank you. Bye.
And a lot of the water, that spring water, you don't know where it's coming from. Some water actually tastes bad. I don't think they have any regulations on drinking water in bottles. So, anyway.
Okay, so switching gears here a little bit. Mike was wondering if we can put up multiple screens when we're doing the 2000-year barcode, and that one has 20 different windows to do. I know I did it 5 at a time because it clears you century by century going back 2,000 years. So you're saying yes, Ron?
Yes, you can, uh-huh.
Okay. And then could we do multiple people at the same time?
Yes, you could. And if you start doing more clearings with people, you're going to find yourself getting better, and the energy will be actually easier to do multiple screens. If you're just starting off doing clearings, I probably wouldn't recommend doing too many at one time. Your body's going to be very, very dense and heavy. And as you start clearing yourself out more, you're going to have to be feeling much better. And you could do a little more clearings than one at a time on yourself, possibly. You have to, your body will judge that, but you may not know about your body. But doing other people, no problem. And a lot of people now who are doing clearings, they find a way to get a second computer. They can run their clearings and maybe other people's clearings on it too. Especially if you have unlimited ones, you may just want to do one, leave the monitor up and, come home or whatever, just do a few at a time and just keep it running during the day. I have a lot of people who have purchased the space clearing, and they just run that one and they'll clear the spaces where they're working and stuff. That's very good. We're planning on doing in the near future here, hopefully maybe by middle of summer, I'm guessing, we're going to be having another website up for like iPhone, very similar, but it'll be compatible to iPhones, and it'll be a little different than the apps. That's my understanding. Be able to go in there, and I think it'll be like maybe 99 cents for a quick clearing, and you can go in there and type in a clearing instantly on your phone, get some relief if you don't have a computer next to you. So we're working on that aspect of and another website to do that. So I'll just see if we can go over a little bit. I'll ask Don if we can go over maybe an extra 10 minutes or something on the program here. And we will.
Okay.
So this next, we can do a healing here on people. We have minerals here. We don't have a clearing on the website for this at all, I don't think. But let's do clearing where we bring in minerals. So we'll go back to the light ship, go into a special room where we're going to be eating dirt. No, I'm just joking here. here we go.
Little CLS humor there.
Yeah, so we'll be having some minerals put into us here. First part with the other stuff wasn't too good with our tongue, Anyway, here we go. Minerals. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll see how that is doing here. That movie could be the right one. I'm gonna see if I could type that into. You want to talk a little bit, Carrie? I'll just see if that's the right movie or not.
Okay, you're gonna have a little Google.
Yeah, I'm gonna Google it and just see real quick
okay.
here.
Okay. Okay, so there was a question about from T is the new Thursday call posted on the website, and it is posted on the website. The Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday calls are, if you go to the home page, just above where that green banner is that has the audio samples, the Thursday and then Tuesday and then Friday calls are listed, and you can just click on those to go in to register for them without having to go hunting down on the menu bar.
Yeah, that is the right movie.
Okay.
If you people want to have a wonderful experience, watch that movie. Very, very good.
I remember when that came out, but I didn't see it. I'll have to rent it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's see here. Anybody feel any minerals coming into them?
I don't know if I did or not, Ron. I was reading the fast chat, finding the next question, so I wasn't paying attention to my body too much. Valea is saying my stomach and head fell to balance with the minerals, and Annette is saying that she's sneezing from it. That's interesting. Liz is saying she keeps the light being on her phone.
Oh, how cool.
That's nice. Oh, I hear church bells in the distance. How distracting. So, let's see. 801. So, we're going to go a little bit over. I read that question out. Annette earlier was asking for new people, what do we do for the light ship? And I think that question was, I think what, Annette, what you meant was, is there anything you have to do to go up to the light ship? I think that's what you meant. In which case, the answer is nothing, right, Ron? Is there anything that you want to let Annette know?
Yeah, when you're on the calls or, you know, doing a clearing on the website, you're automatically taken to the light ship. That includes the pre-clearings, so you're bi-locating instantly. But you can't go there on your own. You can't just say, oh, I want to go to the light ship now and go into the tree room and just kind of, like, think on it or do some ohms or whatever, or meditate. No, you won't be going there whatsoever, because you have to go through me or the energy on the website to do that by a clearing. Clearings are what allow you to go there. And it goes through me, then I take you up to the light ship instantly. That's how the clearings work. So when you're going up there, like tonight, nothing to do. You can sit there with your arms crossed and toes crossed and fingers crossed. Doesn't make any difference, because the light does not judge you according to whatever posturing you're doing. So it doesn't make any difference how you're feeling or what you're doing, because you're up there having a healing done. So it doesn't make any difference. So there's nothing to do. In fact, you'd probably have a better clearing if you tell people not to do anything at all when they go in the light chamber. Some people are used to doing their different modalities of earthly stuff here, and that could typically even subtract a little bit from your healing when you go to the light chip, light infusion chamber. So as you're bringing in darkness, more darkness into you, well, the best thing is just to show up and expect nothing, just request your healing, and that's it. Try to keep out of your mind. Mind gave you the problem that you're dealing with right now. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we have another comment from Europe. Ed is with us again from Austria, and he's saying that the minerals were great that you gave us, Ron. And Mike is saying he felt magnesium in his legs, and Liz says the minerals good. My stomach was gurgling. So, yeah, a lot of people feeling that. That's wonderful. Okay, T, I do not see any Thursday option for call. Yeah, it's up there. If you're on the home page, maybe you're looking at a screen that you haven't refreshed lately. I don't know, but if you refresh it, if that's the case, it'll come up. It's really pretty near the top of the home page, right above the green banner where the drop-down boxes for the audio samples are. Annette's saying, I feel a little buzzing in my hands, too. Okay, interesting. Alice has a question about, it looks like she's enlisted recently, and she's saying, I'm assuming that, do we become soldiers after a week? Maybe that's after a week in training.
Yeah, you very possibly, yes, uh-huh. So
okay.
It feels like that would be correct. Almost feels like it was like maybe 6 days for you. So, yes. Uh-huh. We should be switching over the Thursday calls. That was mentioned. I'll have to talk to the webmaster, but that'll be changing on the website. So we have no Monday calls any longer for conference calls. So
there is an entry, Ron, but there is a clickable link for the Thursday calls on the website. Oh, I see what you're saying. I've just clicked it. It still says Monday. It still says Monday once you click it. I see what you mean. Okay, sorry about that. I didn't click on it. So there's a place to click on it that says Thursday, and then when you go into the PayPal page, it still says Monday. That's what the confusion is. Okay, all right. So I guess, Ron, is the code that you get that will say Monday, I'm assuming that's going to be the Thursday code, so people could buy this by buying the Monday PayPal?
Yes, and just come on Thursday.
Okay. Yep. All right. Yeah, that is a little confusing. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was still like that. Okay.
If we're still okay, Don, if you're listening, just go over a little bit, that'd be fine. So, if there's a problem, let me know. I know he's probably monitoring this a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Or his brother. I don't know if it's Doug or Don, but they're at the BBS gentleman. They're identical twins, and they're very hard to tell apart. You can hear them a little bit. They come on. There's a slight change in their voices, but it's like about a 1% change. And they have the same words, the same mannerisms, everything. It's quite interesting. They are, I think, identical twins. So, or they're twins. I don't know if they're identical or not, but they're twins. Let's see here. I was going to do another clearing for people. Okay, let's take out, let's do a poison detox. This might be a little rough. So this, they're showing me on the light shift they're going to be working with your skin. So it may take away the poisons. This will be doing also on the 8-hour call tomorrow. Very similar, but this will be some of the poisons that are there between your skin layers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Let's see if your arms are tingling or your legs are tingling or something, the skin on your body. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Annette is wondering if when on the light ship, should she ask for certain healings?
Yes, when you go into the light ship, when we take you up on the calls, yes. Because the light beings are not going to work with you whatsoever because they see you in pure perfection. They don't judge who you are, what you are. So they will only work on what you are complaining about, basically. So that's what you need to do is ask, request a healing. And probably ask maybe every, every half a minute, I'd say probably pretty good. And also on the light ship, since you're not in time, if we were to take that and look at it as a time energy, you could be in a room for 15 minutes, half an hour. And down here, I'm just talking about you being, in a room for maybe 30 seconds. But you're in the room the complete time that we're on the light ship. So, that's why people like it so much because they get relief. It's good to walk around after, go to the light ship to see how you're feeling. I can tell one story about a gentleman. I mentioned this before, but not recently. A long time ago when I first started doing the calls, and his wife wanted him to come up with her to the light ship. Maybe this is her second time up or something. On one of my dollar conference calls, I think, that I had. And he went up, and I think he was about 80 or something, but he requested to have his ears work because he couldn't hear too well. So that's what his request was. And he requested that, and they didn't really work on his ears. They could have, but he still could not hear, and he's pretty upset because thought he wasted $20, you know.
Oh, dear.
wife said that when the call was over, he was kind of, upset because he couldn't hear better because he wanted to hear better the one time he went there, right?
Right.
And he says that, but when he got up off the couch, he had a hip replacement, 6 months prior or something, and he got up off the couch just like he was a young person. Didn't realize that because he was just concentrating on his ears. That's what she said.
So they thought his hip was more important to fix than his ear.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Interesting.
Yep.
My nose is running now.
So you're up there consciously and you're talking, communicating. Maybe not talking, but, you are communicating some way. And so maybe he said, my hips really hurt, Down here, he didn't realize that. He just wanted to get his ears fixed. So that's what happens when you go into the light infusion chamber. People come out and they feel different. Don't know why or how sometimes. And the stuff is taken off of them so quickly that they don't really realize that they have this fantastic healing 15 minutes, or basically 5 minutes, we'll say, as you're in there. And some people will come back afterward and say, I had a problem, and I didn't realize this thing fixed me. I feel much better now, or my headache went away. But almost everybody leaves the chamber, with a big smile on their face. I'd say probably 99% of the people will leave that way. Quite interesting to watch and to see people out of the chamber because their energy is completely different. So back to you, Mary.
Okay. I can't remember what you did last, but my nose is running away. Running away. That doesn't make sense, does it? T is asking if we could have a frustration.
Poison, skin poison.
Oh.
That could be normal. Maybe your body's releasing the poisons, your fluids, and your nose is an easy way to do that.
Yeah. Oh, Cindy says her nose is running, too.
Both in a race?
Yeah, we're on the horse. Our noses are on the horse.
Palomino, huh?
Yeah. So, do you fancy doing a timeline crash? T is wondering if we could have one for frustration.
Yeah, then we'll do some peaceful, restful drinking water. This I did earlier, the people on the four-hour call. So here we go. Frustration. So I'm tempted to attempt to release what we can right now. You have to think of an issue of frustration, what's frustrating you. Otherwise, you won't have any clearing. So think of something. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. What you can do on the water activation on the website, it costs $1. If you like that mineral energy, you may be able to do that on that on the water activation. I can't say that, that it will do that, okay? But you can input something in there like that, and it could possibly turn out to have extra minerals, though you may not have water with minerals in it if you happen to have distilled water. So will be compatible to you. It will do what they can do to bring forth what your request is. Oh, and it may not even, you could not probably validate this scientifically, but the water will typically contain what you're requesting. But you can't, you know, ask for wine or something, you know, or you know, anything like that. We're going to bring in some water for you to sleep good tonight, everybody. To the people overseas. So here we go. Just get a glass of water. And we will activate that with the peaceful, restful, sleeping, drinking water. So hold your water container in your hand. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And I might be able to do this. I'll have to check it out. But I might be able to have, if you wanted to hear my lectures at the expo in Los Angeles, I have a workshop. Check the times. The workshop is California time now. It's basically 12 to probably 1:30 approximately. So noon to 1:30. And then my my lecture, which comes after it, somehow I'd rather have it the other way around, but that's the way it turned out. That begins, I believe, at 2. That's basically 2 to 3. And then I have the enlistment program that evening at 8 o'clock California time. And I might be able to have that on the website, maybe to listen to on a conference line. So if you're interested, you might send me an email, and we'll just see if that manifests that way. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I don't know what else to say, Ron. Let's have a look. Yes, the for T, the number, the code for Thursday is going to be what you get if you buy the decloning call on the Monday PayPal button, whatever code that is that comes from that, yes.
And I think the code somehow is wrong. We had some trouble with the different numbers. Kind of very confusing for us. So if you happen to be on call in tomorrow, and you can't get on the call at 10 a.m. as your code number not proper, and I'll be watching my emails. So definitely connect with me if you can't get on the call. Give me an email, and I'll be watching those, and I'll give you the proper code to get on with. Oh, anything else, Carrie?
Well, it just looks like a lot of people are having, Liz's eyes are kind of twitchy, and her friend is with her, and he's breathing a lot better. He had a stuffy nose, and now he's breathing better. Tom, that is heavy and heating up a lot. And Cindy saying, wow, I'm breathing better too.
So I'll bring in some oxygen here. This is number 18 coming your way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a couple times here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so for the water, if you didn't, you didn't do the water charging, here we go again. Get a glass of water. Did that, then hold it in your hands again. It will wait a minute or two. Oh, but back to you, Carrie.
Okay. And Liz is saying her hands are vibrating while she was holding the water. A lot of energy. Oh, excuse me. I really got the sniffles now. Funny. Let's see. Did we do frustration clearing? Yes, Ron did a timeline crash. Or frustration.
About 20 minutes ago or so, half an hour ago, I think.
okay. Not seeing. Is the phone number the same? Yes. All the calls are now going to be the 559 phone number for all the conference calls. It's just the PIN that will change depending on the day. Let's see, 8:20. So, tomorrow, Sunday.
Yeah, we should probably end the call here. So we'll do some water again for peaceful, restful, sleeping, drinking water. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. So we'll say blessings to all of you. So you had a wonderful evening here. And conference calls, you know, are $20 except for Wednesday. So if you want to have decloning be done or entities, you know, they're all good in cords. I mean, all of these are just wonderful calls. So if you're interested, get on the calls. It could help you. So Tuesday call is decloning. Thursday is courting. Excuse me. Courting on Tuesday. Decloning on Thursday. And entities, human entities, these are ghosts, let's call them, emotional bodies. Those entities are on Friday. Oh, blessings to all of you. Hopefully you're going to be on the call tomorrow. Starts at 10 o'clock EST. 8-hour conference call. And rid of the critters that are liking you a lot. So, anything to add, Carrie?
No, just thanks for going over, Ron, and you did a lot of clearings for us today. Thank you very much, and I hope everybody who's listening in Europe was able to stay awake. Thanks for setting your alarms in the middle of the night and joining us. And if you are interested, we haven't mentioned in a while, but just want to remind you that you can sponsor a show for $60, and I will be quiet, and you can come on and ask all the questions that you want and cover information that you'd like to cover for the hour. So that's always fun to do, and appreciate it. And so the next BBS show will be on Monday at 4 p.m., and, of course, tomorrow, 8 hours of intensive healing on the light ship in quarantine, getting all this gunk out of us, all the parasitic life forms. So, yeah, that's it, I think. Ron, thanks so much. Nice long show today. Thanks, BBS, for letting us run over.
Thank you. Hey, everybody. Blessings, and see you later. Have a
good
evening.
Night.